So one of the things that I brought up in the conversation based on an interview that you and I had done for our audio series was what you've reported on, which is hypogonadism, specifically in men. And, you know, we asked her, does he have not just symptoms of hypogonadism, but is he tired, whatever? She said, no, he feels awesome. He feels great. But she ended up, after our conversation, drawing some blood work. And you can see, according to her, he feels the best he's ever felt. He actually has a free testosterone level that's low and a total testosterone level that's low. So she wants to know, what do I do about it?
I mean, it's a good question, and I'm not sure we entirely know the answer. When we first described it, we didn't have much in the way of symptoms. We have a recent paper published in about April this year where we actually did a specific androgen deprivation questionnaire, and about 80% of males who have low free testosterone will be symptomatic, but you've got to ask the right questions. So that means 20% aren't. So this may be the 20% who doesn't. Now, as a medical oncologist, I'm not an expert endocrinologist. I might say it'd be totally fine just to watch this guy. But usually what I do is I send them to the endocrinologist, and they have the same discussion they may have with somebody who has low thyroid but is asymptomatic, or low vitamin D levels who's asymptomatic. And there they talk about the consequences of low hormones even when you don't have symptoms. Bone density, muscle strength, and that's the conversation about the pros and cons that an endocrinologist would have.
So send them to an endocrinologist?
That's what I do, and then you take yourself out of that loop.